Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. Let's get right to it. 95.7 The Game and Odyssey's NFL insider, Sean Salisbury. You can hear him with Lorenzo Neal.
Man.
This time on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Most of the time, it's a Monday at 6 o'clock, but because the Niners are playing the Rams, they've been pushed to Tuesday. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Always honored to be on with you guys. Thank you.
All right. We've got ourselves a Bay Area fan base that is, how would you describe it, Guru? Troubled because they don't know what's going on at quarterback. There seems to be a little rift between Garoppolo and Shanahan. Trent Williams is out. Give them something to be optimistic about, Sean.
Well, they got a chance to win it. Before I go any further, I'm getting an echo that is killing my – I can't even – there you go. You got me?
Yeah, we got you. Perfect.
Oh, there you go.
Good, okay, good.
Now I can focus. My bad.
Did you hear the question?
And plus, yes, I heard the question. Okay. I heard everything. I just I'd throw up listening to my own voice, so I'd rather hear you guys talk. So I'll tell you what the optimism is that they're not going to play any more poorly than they did last week. They can win the game. Garoppolo plays well against the Rams. What's that, 6 or 7-1 since he started against them? Another week of him having an opportunity to physically get going. I wasn't worried about him mentally. I didn't buy into that. But the whole offseason, the injury, when to pull the trigger. So, and we know, guys, this game's about getting some stops, making some chunk plays, protecting the ball, and quarterback play. So I think that they and they're at home. They'll be ready for this. So as far as, and I don't really care if a quarterback and a head coach are, you know, brooding over each other and they're disappointed. And tell them to get in line. It happens. So the bottom line is Jimmy's got a job to do. Respect's got to be found, and I know the respect is there. So take care. Got to compartmentalize. This game matters. And, guys, I know September people will always say, well, you got to play better in December. I don't believe that. And maybe you do play better in December, but I'm a big believer in winning early games in September and getting out of it. Think about if you're Jacksonville or Cleveland. If they win again, they'll be 3-1 as they continue to wait for Watson. So at the end of the year, maybe somebody needs rest. So I don't know about must wins in September, but this is a friggin' huge game. They got to control it, but I don't want them to play scared. It's okay to go ahead and throw the football and cut it loose, change the tempo of the game against the Rams, because you know they're not going to play scared. They're going to let it rip.
Wow, Sean, I was going to ask you about Jimmy and how my heart went out to him. Could you have done it? But you stated what you don't even want to hear any of that, and you played the position. Okay, you're talking about scared. How about this? I told Steiny and the listeners years back, I gave Kyle his flowers. But now I feel like he's coaching scared, Sean. So you talk about the 10-point leads. I won't even bring up the Super Bowl and last year in the championship game. Chicago, they were up 10. They had the lead in Denver, Sean. Are you seeing a theme with Kyle? Is it fair to call him out? Like, are you being ultra-aggressive? You got Debo, Kittle, and Ayuk. If you're not, why?
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, listen, I like Kyle a lot. I'm a big fan, but he's not above criticism. Hell, he's a head football coach. I mean, now take away Kyle and put that same conservative approach. Well, like Lovey's going here with Davis Mills. I know they're different teams, but it's the same thing. It's as if they're playing not to make mistakes. Oh, we got a lead. Let's just protect it. Our defense is good enough. Let's run the football and get out. And before you know it, you start to crawl into that hole, and it becomes a habit to get and a problem to get out of. I think different, man, and maybe I'm not as smart as Kyle, but once I got my foot on your throat, I want to twist my cleat. That's how I think, and honestly, it is. And I think this team, with their personnel, they don't need to play scared. Their defense can keep them at front seven in games and pressure. So, guys, think about anything we do. Think about anything you do in your careers or anything you do. If you're not – now, it doesn't mean playing scared. It leads to bad decisions, but it leads to, like being afraid that if I throw this ball and it isn't complete, then I got to back off, hand it off, and let's get out and we'll punt it. I am a big believer that aggressiveness leads to more plays, leads to an energy that goes with it, and you can't be afraid to make mistakes. They just can't be stupid mistakes. Put the pressure on your team to be smart football players, which they are. I've never done anything in my life well. I don't do much well anyway, but being passive-aggressive. There's a time and a place. You want to run it and wear out the clock with 4 minutes to go with a 17-point lead? Have at it. 10 points in this league's not enough. Stafford can throw it. Yes, you are 100% correct. Quit playing not to lose. It's time to go play to win. 17 to 10 wins don't happen much in this league. You're going to have to score 24, 25, 28 points to win a game like this.
Sean Salisbury joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can hear him on the Football Hour with Lorenzo Neal every Monday at 6 o'clock. This week, it'll be on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Sean, you were just asked, you know, about Garoppolo and Shanahan. You say, that doesn't mean much, or that's not a big deal. Fair enough. But the mental aspect of the game, when you look back on your career, can you figure out what it was mentally before a game that either played into you playing well, or maybe what, if anything, affected you negatively mentally before a game?
I love this question. And you know what? And when I say what I said about, you know what, coaches disagreeing, right, or maybe not being, you know, rubbing shoulder to shoulder right now, that they're brooding, whatever it is, like you get in a disagreement with your significant other and you don't talk for a day and you realize, why aren't we talking, right? Whatever it is. But it's now the question is, are both parties mature enough and confident enough and smart enough to compartmentalize and not make it personal once the game starts? And that can be hard to do. So I'm judging from the way I look at it that, okay, I got cussed out on Wednesday. I really don't care about it on Sunday. But I'll answer your question. When I was at my worst in football, and there was enough of those, but you know what I'm saying. When I was at my worst, it was I played to protect you play to protect your job, meaning – okay, I got a good gig. Not selfishly, but way too delicate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Way too delicate. And Tom Moore, the great offensive coordinator, was with Peyton Manning. He's with Brady. He had Carson Palmer. Coach Terry Bradshaw always told us and told me, don't play scared, just don't play stupid. So when I played just to kind of pull the reins back in, I wasn't aggressive. And that didn't mean making poor decisions. It just mean, oh, Sean, you got it. Oh, you hesitate. When you hesitate, you're done in this league at that position. When I was at my best, it was I don't want to say throw caution to the wind, but the only thing I cared about was making sure my teammates, I gave them the best chance to win. I never played well being delicate, like short arm and getting cute. And sometimes you can. And so for me, it wasn't the wrath of a coach that bothered me. It was my ability to take, and this is going to sound crazy, but I was asked this question, and this is how I describe it. I was a quarterbacker. Guys I've been around that have been their best begged forgiveness rather than asked permission. And I'm going to tell you what that means. At the line of scrimmage, if you like something, you got the ball in your hand, pull it. And then deal with the coach over there. Not stupidity where you're getting greedy.
Sure.
But I like a coach, I've been a player that's willing to go over there and stand out in front of his team to the coach and say, listen, the corner was off. It was 3rd and 2. I like the hitch route, and that's why I throw it, even though the coach wanted you to run inside zone. And your players will rally. The players like Jimmy. So for me, it was when I was too delicate with the football and trying to get cute. But when I was aggressive, and quite frankly, it's almost like you give the middle finger. It's like throw the middle finger up to yourself and say, nothing's holding me back today. Those were the best games of my career, of my life, all the time. And getting over bad stuff, that, you know, like when you lose a game, like, okay, you let it fester into the next game. Nobody cares about the rearview mirror. It's the windshield. And when I was at my worst, I let those things fester play to play or game to game. When I wasn't, it was like, who the hell cares? I know I belong here, so let's let it rip.
Wow. Good stuff, Sean. Let me ask you this, because my partner always gives me the business because I like the highlights of the big play, Sean. That's me. But this offseason, I heard the great Justin Jefferson. He said he wanted 2,000 yards. I'm not mad at that. But, Justin, what about the team goal? What about the playoffs? And that brings me to the Niners receivers. I'm not saying they're these guys, but I'm seeing a trend early on. We heard about Ayuk and all the rapport he had with Lance. They're not putting up numbers. I know Debo got paid, Sean, but does Jimmy and Kyle risk, if they keep putting up pedestrian numbers in the box score where we're all fantasied out, you think that could become a theme?
You know, you make a great point. One thing I know about receivers, and I mean this affectionately because I played with a lot of great ones, and we see a lot of great ones. They can be selfish and diva and give me the ball. But you know what? If I got a receiver that doesn't want it, then I really don't want him. You get my point?
Yeah.
I don't. So them and defensive backs think different, right? They're the ones who are always jawing each other on the field. They're the ones. But think about what Jefferson said. He wants 2,000 yards. And you know what that means, though? If he has that kind of season, the Vikings are going to be winning a hell of a lot of games. So whether it's Debo or you can lose a team if you're not getting guys involved. You guys will disappear. I've been with a player that if you didn't get him the ball early in a game, and I'm going to leave his name out, he disappeared for three quarters. When you got it right to him on the first series, he went haywire. He was that good. So it is, yeah, you make a great point. So I don't think it's selfish to want it. Now, it's selfish if you become the distraction saying, we just won by 30 and I'm not getting mine. You know right. what I mean? There's got to be able to, sometimes you got to put a muzzle on it and realize it's about the team first, winning second. But if the numbers are there, their chances of good players putting up numbers, it's like if Bosa gets three sacks. The chances go up, you're going to win. And it's the same on offense. That means those guys are getting involved. I've never been mad at a receiver that wanted the ball, demanded the ball, wanted to fight with you if you didn't get in the ball, as long as his individual stuff didn't step in the way of us kicking somebody else's ass.
Hey, Sean, wow. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us, man. Have a good weekend of football.
Go 49ers. They're going to win this week, and I appreciate you guys. Always
hey,
love
Sean,
being on with
before,
you.
Before yeah. we let you go, I got to ask this, because the art of coaching, Saturdays are different for USC because Lincoln Riley. I got friends yep. that are diehard fans. What is it now? All of a sudden, it's a show again. Are you happy?
Hey, yeah, I can't wait. Down. Yeah, well, keep an eye on the sidelines at the Coliseum. You know they're going to be filled with every celebrity on the planet as this goes. I'm going to tell you that's this, and you heard it here first. I'm just telling you. I'll tell you why it is, because you go back to what the 49ers, he's playing aggressive. He is going for the throat, man. And he's using every weapon and wearing them out and getting them the ball all over the place, and they got team speed. If they're going to beat Arizona State big this week. Next week they play at Salt Lake City. If they beat Utah in Salt Lake City, the Trojans are going undefeated until they get to the Final Four. Now, we'll see then. They will make the playoff if they beat Utah next week. They're going to boat race the rest of the conference. It'll be that final. We'll find out how physical they are. And listen, I'll crawl 10 miles over broken glass to watch Lincoln Riley call football games. I'm in all day.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah. Thanks. Have a great one.
Is he off the line?
No, but Lincoln Riley is what Kyle's supposed to be. Come on, let's see some fast breaking, damn it. You're the man. You were the man. Let's see some Atlanta stuff.
Don't you ever say anything to me again if I got a guy from Pennsylvania on.
Come on.
It's just it's inappropriate.
You talk to your mailman.
It's an inappropriate question about USC.
I had to do it. They're fired up, man.
Took one other note here.
Oh. You're laughing.
That's your question. You said, I don't want to talk about the 10-point leads, but how about the Super Bowl and how about the title game from last year?
I thought I left him out. No, there's two games this year. They were beating Denver the whole game. I just throw that out there. Wasn't 100 to nothing.
Hey, you know what I was thinking of?
Come on, Kyle. No, go.
You Now, we all get on Garoppolo for missing that pass to Emmanuel Sanders. How much time was left in that game?
About 6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well.
You think the 49ers defense would have gotten a hold when the chips were down?
They got the ball back after that.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you something. The 49ers defense hasn't gotten a hold to preserve a victory in how long?
Right, but they
Sanders scores, and so do the Rams, Chiefs.
Stoney, they suffocated the Chiefs the whole game, man.
Not in the fourth quarter, they didn't.
And Mosley blunder. There's been two blunders that have cost them rings in my world.
On defense.
Yeah, Tart, the ball. And then Mosley, come on. If you're going to be great, you got to seal it.
That's what I just said.
I'm backing you up.
No, you weren't, though.
I had a little blockage. No, I hear you. But you can't say the defense didn't bring their A game. Winning that game because of the
defense.
They
did not bring their A game. An A game is four quarters of football.
I ain't going to argue that. How about last week, Sunday night?
I mean, they didn't come through.
How many tests do they got to take? Give up one score and the safety. I mean,
it stinks.
I hope this isn't what we're going to see moving forward.
Well, you hope it is from the defense, at least.
Defense. But then they tire because they're getting nothing on the offense, and then one score. That's all.
I mean, my question is this. After watching the 49ers play the first three games, and let's just say 1.5 with Trey Lance and 1.5 with Garoppolo, how many points can this team score a game?
That is wild.
Like I was going to say, how much better offensively? They can be better, but they're not a four touchdown team a game, are they? They're more low 20s than low 30s.
Okay, and is the run game your strength now without your number one running back and your left tackle?
Is the pass game with Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, that I know. That's why I didn't ask. All hell can break. What's my words, Donnie? The cooking show with the goo. All the ingredients to get ugly Monday, but yet they could win, and I wouldn't be surprised driving home.
I know, because you're leaving yourself an outlet on both sides rave.
That's what
about
you've done.
Something.
It's like you want my face on a milk carton. You think I'm the guy, if I got a take right, that I would go tell the world, throw me a party.
No, you're not that guy.
I'm not.
It's not about life. It's not about what happens after.
Okay.
You're like my sister. When she was in eighth grade.
What's her name?
Gretchen.
Okay.
She just always, I don't know why she liked it, but she liked to set the table. All right? So you like to set the table. And what I mean by that is you like to set the table beforehand, so you leave yourself with everything for after the game.
I feel like that's you. I've died 100 times on my heel. You do that.
I don't know who you're talking about.
That's why you're flustered, and you're looking for something that's
when
not a
flustered?
Part of it. You said, ease. I'm going to figure out. You don't even know what it is.
I don't.
It's like it ain't tangible.
I don't.
Dibs gave me a one for my Reagan.
I know. He
texted
me.
Why would you type that?
Just because it stunk.
Wait till you see me again.
Well, that might be for a couple of days. All right. What kind of mood am I in today, Goo?
Dave's phenomenal.
Dave's in Oakland. It says he's got a bone to pick with Stein.
Yeah, Dave.
You tell you what. Boss is gone. 888-957-9570. You know the Comcast business text line. You got a bone to pick with me? Now's the time. Right now. You got a problem with me? Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it. Let's see what Punk Dave says. What's up, Dave? What you want?
Hey, we cannot dog the defense when they dragged us with Russell Mostert in 2019. Hold on. And in 2021, it was Debo and the defense. You can't get mad at the defense for getting tired when we weren't getting any first downs. Three and out. If they can't get off the field, of course they're going to get tired at the end of the game. Of course they are. That's all I got. We can't blame the defense.
I'm with you.
All right, Dave. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Let's face it. The 49ers defense is like Steph Curry. They're just not clutch down the stretch. That's right, baby. Let's mix it up this week.
Yeah. I didn't even bite. Neither did he. We just, yeah.
Insufferable.
Wow. Was I at that show? Yeah, I believe I was. You might have been talking to me.
You know what? Have you noticed? Nobody's ringing.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's texting. You know why? Because the Bay Area is in lockstep with Matt Steinmetz. You finally came around, Bay Area sports fans. Atta baby. Atta baby. Warriors, order the rings. Order the rings
and
already.
And it'll be ring night. It's coming.
James Wiseman, okay.
Oh, where are we going?
Oh, he's good, man. Do you see him?
Dude, 20 points. I saw him in summer league.
Yeah, I know. So you didn't see him because it was at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but he's thicker than a Snicker. I told you I like. He didn't went to the lab. So that part of it's there, and now he's throwing it around. I just wonder what it's going to look like fourth quarter late, 86-84, Warriors up to the Warriors down 2-9. Do they say, does Steph throw it into the big fella and let him cook?
No, he throws an alley-oop so he can dunk. Why would you throw it into Wiseman?
Because James got this newfound strength, Donnie. Just don't be shocked.
At what?
And this is third year, so I keep wanting to say rookie, but this is third year.
He's kind of exactly like Trey.
No? Well, Trey... Yeah, Trey didn't get 37 games his first season before getting hurt.
No, but he threw the first touchdown pass of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, let's see. You're going too far, Steiny. Of course I am. It's a Friday. Steins, you're a huge jerk. Guru's the man. That's from Yoshi.
You love San him, Jose Yoshi. Jazz fan on YouTube. Guru, where are we meeting up Sunday night? I can't log in Sunday. We got to be on the air.
What do you mean log in?
Like, I can't. How would I communicate where we were at? I'd tell him I had one. Yep.
I mean, he probably follows you on IG.
Yeah.
Let's go to James. Let's go to the one in Daly City who thinks he can disagree with me and get away with it. What's up, James?
Get him.
I definitely disagree. Think about it. This team has been handcuffed by Jimmy Garoppolo, a mediocre or below mediocre quarterback play for 3 years. Come on, man. 2019, we got up by 10, can't make the pass. 21, up by 10 in the fourth quarter, can't get a first down. This year, averaging 9 points on defense, giving up 9 points. Like, where's your argument?
Well, it's timely turnovers and timely stops. Great defenses turn the other team over. And in their two losses, the 49ers have only had one turnover. Small sample size? Oh, you betcha. You betcha. That's all we have right now. And we also have the defense not coming through against Chicago in the fourth quarter. Defense didn't come through on Russell Wilson's last drive. And as you point out, I would say 17 times a week, the defense blew two 10-point leads in their last two playoff losses. Now, the offense doesn't blow leads. The defense
but
blows
what's your
leads.
Eye about this season, about this defense?
Yeah.
Stoney, what's your eyes tell you?
About
they
what?
Are, this defense. They are flying around.
They're good, not great.
And you're right. It ain't a turnover if you don't get it. But,
I'm not being a jerk. Yeah, they're good, not great right now.
I'm all in on this defense.
They might be great.
And Armstead didn't even – well, he's better do something. But he didn't even play last week. No Ward. I mean, they're going one-on-one with their corners. It's like, man, they just deserve better. And I know it's a team game, but again, I've done a 180 on Kyle. Whose unit is not operating?
Forget. Hold on.
We're watching
you. Does that mean you're back supporting him or not?
No. Your unit is the one not bringing the thunder. Robert Saleh's unit was doing it. Now Ryan's unit is doing it. When is your unit going to be a position of strength? And was it this morning, Bonte, Steiny, and Ibanez? Oh. The big three talking about, what was it? You'll love this, and I've thought of you.
Okay.
Tell me if you heard it. When's the last time the Niners won a game 41-10? It's been forever under Kyle. Like, where is the foot on him? Did Sean just say, I need to slow down? But it's excitement. Where's the Montana Bill Walsh the Seifert blowouts? That's valid as any parking ticket.
How many Hall of Famers did they have on that team?
See,
this is what bothers me. You're gonna compare this offense to Bill Walsh's 49ers.
See, that
can't be done. That's a once-in-a-lifetime
team. I'm hugging you from over here.
But
the bigger picture you're missing. Mm. It's about this Jedi, this offensive genius to make these guys something remotely close to that.
Stop it.
You can't beat Chicago.
Still saying it. You're
up
still
10 points.
You're still saying it. You're still trying to play
early,
both sides.
And then he takes the air out of the ball for whatever reason. They scored on their first drive. Jimmy to Ayuk. I'm like, oh, watch out. That was a Debo. It was Ayuk. Oh, watch out. And then the rest of the game. What are we doing, Kyle? And I get what you're – Jimmy ain't Joe. Jimmy ain't Steve.
Okay.
But damn it, I'm
damn
up in here
what?
Yelling, yapping my gums 2-3 years ago about you being the genius.
I know.
What's happening?
Well, you weren't thinking. You weren't thinking at the time. You were acting with emotion.
No, I wasn't.
You had you did
I knew
not
who
know
Kyle was.
You knew
Dallas
nothing
used
about
to go up against
you
Washington all
nothing.
The time and Kirk Cousins.
You
now
knew
I'm
nothing.
Thinking about those games.
You
Washington
knew
get out to a lead and then they stall.
0.00.
My car.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dog.
0.00. That's what you knew about Kyle Shanahan before he became the coach of the 49ers.
In Atlanta.
He was an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, who got Matt Ryan the
genius.
MVP.
Oh, he's a genius. Oh, he is.
And I knew him
no,
when
you
he
didn't.
Wrecked RG3.
No, he didn't.
He got
you don't
blood
know
on
him.
His hands for that.
You don't know
Stoney,
him.
Stoney, I used to watch him.
You don't.
Him and his daddy.
Know him. You want to know him. You think you know him, but you didn't know him when he was hired.
Yeah.
You didn't.
41-10, that hit me.
Hey, we're 3 weeks deep into the NFL season. How have your bets been? Goo, how have your bets been?
18-20, well, 28.
Man. All right, yeah. And Dibs, 30-19. You know why? Because of the BetQL app. It uses proven data and analytics to help you make smarter bets. Losing money, no fun. Winning is. Get started today. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. You got a gripe with me? Now's the time to get it to me. And if you got a problem with Guru, too, now, what the hell? I mean, we're... I gotta go get some coffee.
I'm tired of getting pushed around! Throwing that ass around, Stoney, down low, we thick!
Now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Somebody tally him up right now. Give me a dollar for every time Guru says he's thicker than a snicker about Wiseman this year. I'll tell you what, turn your mic down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, just keep track of thicker than a snicker, and you know what?
But that's what we
wanted
them to do.
I'll be getting people a lot of Christmas gifts this year.
Look at you. He put on weight. He put on some, man, throwing it around, 20.
What are you saying, he's fat?
No, he's thick.
Fat?
He couldn't get fat.
By the way, what was the question you were asking before the break? When's the last time a 49ers blew
somebody? Yeah. I didn't say when was the last time. I said it doesn't happen often. And, of course, you went
Rams
to
the Rams 31-10 last year.
When was that? Okay.
31-10.
All right. That's one game.
Well, they hammered the Patriots, I want to say. Might have even been on the road. 33-6.
That was Cam Newton.
33-6? Yeah,
okay, that was.
No, I think it was Brady.
No, it wasn't.
Was Newton. But Jeff Wilson Jr. had three touchdowns.
Oh, you know what else?
Those are two games.
They absolutely hammered the Falcons. The Falcons at some point, I think, last year.
Only Falcon game I remember is when they came and won on the last play.
Right.
Well, yeah. What do you want to talk about?
31-13. Sorry about that.
31-13.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't count. 18 points.
Well, get your boy Banyas and Bonta and Shasky on because they made a valid point. We don't see it enough.
I know. You know why? Because they're not one of the all-time greatest teams, even though I don't know why you think they're one of the greatest teams of all time.
He coaches.
That's how you. That's how.
Oh, I would
that's
never
That's what
say
it is. Yeah. I figured it out.
No, you don't.
It's been all week.
I know what.
It's been all week.
Tell us.
Guru can rip teams and players because he always compares a team or a player to the greatest of ever. You know, he wants the Niners to be the 81 49ers this year. I know it is. Isn't it? How dumb is it, Goo?
No, I'm talking about styles that the coach. Did I put on a pedestal? That don't work.
Figured it out.
I know it.
You compare the Niners to the great 49er
team. His coaching style is he keeps it close.
Yes.
He don't know how to step on the throat. He don't
right,
know how to,
and the Giants.
He don't know nothing about the
guillotine. 107 last year.
And who predicted that? I didn't.
Yeah, you were saying
that
like
was
right
one of
around
the most
106.
Flukiest seasons we've ever seen. What are you saying?
I figured it out.
No.
I figured it out.
I compared the team to what they did last year, which was disappointing. The Giants. Finally.
Oh, man.
And there is no we. That's for MDK on
you know what?
YouTube.
I can't even answer the phones right now, Goo.
But that was an F.
James.
That's, yeah.
I have Steiny's back. Joseph wants to commend Steiny. Jose on the 49er running backs. That sounds exciting. Carlito, hello, gentlemen. And Big Don agrees with me.
But we don't know what it, Big Don. Because we don't know what he agrees with you about.
Big Don's in the city. What's up, Big Don?
Big negative, Steiny. You can't come through parking lot A.
Please.
Don't make me buy
parking lot A before Monday night.
Hey, I'll tell you why. You go to Safeway Bakery and tell Jimmy G's name, you get a free turnover, baby.
I'll give you
Guru,
three.
I forgot about you, Guru.
What's up,
got
baby?
Bye-bye.
That's it. How you make a call.
Yeah.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to stay out of parking lot A.
Oh, he stinks. They're asking where we're going to be Sunday night.
I say the alphabet when I'm in that 49er parking lot. A to Z.
Just admit
walk
your
through
theory,
any of
you
them.
Didn't really like it.
What's that?
The theory about me. Kind of
I do like
it. Disappointed. Like, no. You didn't believe it. Come on. We got a producer, another brother on this show. And if you read it by him, he would tell you, yeah.
Carlito in Alameda. What's going on, man?
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen. First of all, I want to defend Steiny on the shirt tuck-in. I think it's allowed. The great Jim Harbaugh would tuck his sweatshirt and looks good. I'm going to say this. I think the Niners have a chance. How big do you guys think the home field advantage is? Thank you.
3 points.
Obviously, Vegas is saying that. What you say is down to 1.5?
Yeah, according
but
to
But I just don't feel Adam. Comfortable. But, hey, again, it's 60 minutes. And this NFL season outside the Niners and Rams, every time you think you know something, you don't know. But, man, Steiny, what will we be talking about Tuesday morning if they can't win this game?
I'm not even listening to you. Well, not that, even
that
listening to
five
you.
Days a
I'm
week.
So on the text line, the Comcast business text line.
I got it
line.
Up, too.
Apparently, we don't know anything. There is no parking lot A at Levi Stadium. I guess they go by colors. By the way, have you heard a song called Colors by, is it the Black Pumas?
No, but there's a movie with Sean Penn in South Central. Great film. Colors, Colors.
Yeah, Ice Black tea. Pumas. They're good.
Black who?
Pumas or Pumas, whichever way you want to say it. Like the old sneaker.
Yeah. I don't even like they copied that. Get creative.
They didn't copy it.
Puma has been around since well, Beach Street.
It's been around for thousands of years.
How
it's
old
an
is
animal.
This group?
It's an animal.
I understand that. But how old is this group? Like what? 90s? 2000s?
No, I think they came out in the last 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, then that's why they're biting on Puma. Get
no,
creative.
It's older now than it was 20 years ago. Let's go to Joseph. He
what
wants to commend me. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Doing just fine, Steiny and Goo.
What's up,
first
baby?
Of all, I just got to help Goo. I got to just help Goo with something. Goo, I coined the phrase thicker than a snicker back in 1981. I was using it in reference to a woman.
Okay.
So be careful. Don't use that for a wife.
All right. I'll retire it, baby. all right, yeah.
Thanks, Joseph.
Context matters.
1981. Right. he didn't really commend me. Did you cut him off before he had his thing, good thing to say?
You've been thirsty of late.
Like, crazy.
Yeah, radio thirsty. I'm right.
Yeah, I'm with Go.
They like me. like, I didn't. I made
I'm
this
I'm on
and
one
that.
Today. That's oh, all it is.
This is a new dude.
Listen. You're making me go here. Don't say that. Don't say that about being thirsty, because I've had a heyday in the Bay Area, all right?
Oh,
I've had
man.
A heyday.
Wow.
And I'm known
yeah,
in the Bay.
Yeah, you got that shovel
right?
digging it
so
deeper.
I've,
yeah.
I've also had my heyday in college. I've been
yeah.
the big fish. I don't yeah. need to seek it out. In fact, seeks me out.
Right.
Now, you all guys
yeah, right.
who are enamored by this thing called popularity and fame.
Wow. You know, the disease of me. Yeah.
Let's go to James in Oakland. What's up, Jay? James?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
How you guys today?
Hey.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's funny. I just got two words. I got you back on the Jimmy G hate, and it's Kwaski Tart. Why does nobody roast that dude?
Well, I brought him up.
In that interception.
No, you're right, James.
Yeah.
You know, they're right. You know, the 49ers defense is like that player in a basketball game who's got 27 in
okay.
three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter, he goes 1 for 6.
Paul George. Nah, mm-hmm. that's my guy.
Huh?
But you, so I,
what's your problem?
I think that they got the best defense in the NFL right now through 3 weeks. So can they? Will that be enough to beat Matt Stafford? You got Cooper Kupp. They got some weaponry, man. It's ain't gonna be easy. Walking the park is what tickled you yesterday. Yeah,
dumbest question I've heard in a long time.
No, it wasn't a question. It was a statement.
No, you said, hey, Cam, do you think the 49ers game's going to be a walk in the park on Monday?
It wasn't. I said I went left,
you know what,
right,
dude?
And then got there.
You know what,
that kind of got me mad.
I think
it
this is
going to
be a walk in the park. They're going to, you know, Bosa actually, in his 3-point stance, is going to pick daisies. Run it to the meadow. Walk in the park.
Yeah. People come and get in your back.
Of course
Comcast
they are.
Comcast Business Text Line.
Of course they are.
Guru thirsty. Steiny's well hydrated. Oh, wow.
I tell
Thanks
you what,
for
that's
sending
a four.
That in.
Yeah. It's a four. Let's go to David. He wants to talk about why the Niners are favored. I'm interested to hear it. What's up, Dave? David?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You hear me? You
yes,
hear
sir.
Me okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, check this out. So, a couple things. One, you know, I'm a ride or die with Shanahan, man. When he first got here, yeah, he's arrogant. Yeah, he made a mistake with Trey because you don't take a Lamborghini off-road. But we need that, man. What happened was he's been conservative since the Super Bowl in 19 to the pass to Emmanuel Sanders. I remember he came in, he always go for it on fourth down. The reason why we're favored this weekend, it's not the 6 wins, it's the 1 loss. It's the loss that kept you from going to Super Bowl.
Mm.
You and the team ain't hyped for this one, you ain't ready.
Ooh, the motivation factor, David cites.
Right.
I'm not going to dismiss that.
But who is McKivitz, who the left tackle, whoever it is, are they going to be able to tap into their Trent Williams and not just Jimmy? If
when
I was him, I'd be worried. I would be worried.
The 49ers win Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay. When they win Monday night, will you shut your mouth forever about Trent Williams?
Dude, please. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks.
And if they go 6-0.
Oh, that new. Hey, that's when Kyle earned his money. Dude, I just. Dudes.
Ross Tucker all but said linemen are overrated, and he was a lineman.
Was, I didn't like that, no, but yeah, he didn't say I know.
All right.
I like Rams will be favored by Sunday, you think?
What? No, it's maybe. Who cares?
It changes.
But does it really matter? Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. You're tongue-tied.
I'm never tongue-tied.
Hey, what's up, Doug? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. I'm off today. I just got
me. We are, too.
There you go, baby.
We're off today, too.
I immediately tuned into you guys because I love listening to you. And I just want to make a comment about the hit on Tua.
Oh, sure.
And it's really about the hit, okay? Because I've heard a lot of talk of questioning the coaching staff, the medical staff, you know, whether they made the right call putting him back in, you know, on Sunday. And that's justified. I get it. But what about the hit? We have rules against, you know, defenseless guys going across the middle. We got rules against targeting. I know there's a gray area and all that. But when a player gets slammed to the ground.
You're talking about the one last night, right, Doug?
Gotcha. I'm just referring to the questions that were raised about putting him in last night.
Right.
What happened, you know. Okay.
I'm with you on that hit. That was vicious, that swing.
To the ground.
Yeah.
You know, a football player wearing shoulder pads, his shoulder's going to hit first or his back's going to hit first. His head's not going to hit first. His neck's going to snap like Tua's did. Okay. That was not a tackle. That was a 300-pound guy slamming a 200-pound guy to the ground. And I think that some consideration, we're criticizing the coaching staff, we're criticizing the medical staff, some consideration should be given to looking at that type of play and making that a play that gets penalized, just like targeting and defenseless receivers.
You know what, Doug? I can meet you there. I can meet him there.
And there was no flag.
I mean... And I get it's football, but I thought, too, it's like.
Will you admit you've seen worse, though, where there was intent?
What's funny?
The dude was like, bring your ass here.
Everything's different.
Yeah.
It's just everything's different. Like, have I seen worse? Yeah, probably. But, like, that was different. Like, he had momentum from the start. It was like he was getting ready to spin a wheel.
But I don't think it was the word I'm looking for is dirty, Donnie. I don't think there was no dirt involved.
But a lot of the stuff now, you don't have to necessarily be dirty to get the flag.
And this is going to sound crazy. Is Tua doing something to where he's landing like the same way when he's going down? Because he hit the same spot. And they say the second time the brain, like a concussion isn't, though. Here I go getting my doctor on a brain bleed. And if he had one Sunday, it damn sure ain't healed by Thursday.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a listen to Dr. Chris Nowinski.
Okay.
And he is...
shout out to Dirk.
Evan. Like, he's a big boy.
Yeah, see, he runs one of the foremost concussion facilities in the country. He was on with 670 The Score in Chicago earlier today.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. In other words, we'd rather hear from him regarding concussions than Darryl,
so
the
low.
Guru Johnson.
Wow, doctor.
Let's go, doctor. Dr. Chris, the good doctor.
Tua showed 5... unique signs of a concussion on that hit on Sunday, where he grabbed his helmet. He took bad steps when he got up. He shook off the cobwebs, which is a very specific sign of concussion and visual problems. Then he fell, and then his teammates had to hold him up so he wouldn't fall again. The protocol is supposed to be there. The doctor is supposed to look at the video, and I do not know how a doctor looks at that video and doesn't say, "Oh, that's definitely a concussion," no matter what the player tells him. Players are on after they retire. Players are very honest about how much they lie and try to distract doctors because they're in the heat of the moment. They just had a brain injury. They're not thinking straight. They can't feel the brain injury, and the doctor's job is to stop them. And the fact that the doctors not only didn't stop them to put them back in the game, but then nobody forced them to sober up on Monday or Tuesday and say, oh, God, that was a concussion according to the protocol. You shouldn't play Thursday. Like, that's a failure by the NFL. That's a failure by the leadership. I the idea that there was an investigation that they didn't finish before he had to play on Thursday is absurd. And so, you know, they literally, like, risked the guy's life, played Russian roulette with his future. And the reason I tweeted that before the game was simply because I saw the NFL promoting the game, which means they're promoting Tua versus Joe. And they're complicit in this. They were trying to make money, knowing that a guy was going out there with a concussion too soon. And, you know, I mean, I think hopefully they're learning something from this, but they didn't have to learn this lesson. We all knew this. And this is just... it's a tragedy. It's just a real tragedy, and let's hope Tua doesn't have his career ruined, or let's hope in 20 years he's not suicidal, or whatever can happen from brain injuries down the road.
Wow. How do you not finish an investigation before the guy's next game? Then he said you're promoting him and Burrow? Stoddy, that's wow. That is just, I mean, what's your first take on that? How is the investigation not finished?
Not really.
If you really care,
like the details are the details. I'm not surprised. Can we just? And
it's a front.
This is such a What'd your boyfriend say? I know you asked your boyfriend.
Oh, right. The NFL. It's the culture.
They don't really care.
They don't care. Right. Like
they don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah, so who should that get in trouble? They're obviously going to listen. So it's not the doctor's fault, but the NFLPA was doing an investigation, and you said, oh, we'll get back to it. Man. And in 20 years, what he said, I mean, we've seen it with Junior Seau.
So are you going to watch games on Sunday?
Oh, I'll be right, okay. And I've admitted it.
Then
I'm part of the problem? No, I'm not part of a committee or to protect these. Like, had everything went right,
just don't be,
Tua wouldn't have been allowed to play. That's the PA,
here's
the team.
Thing. Don't be incensed about it, because you know that's the way it is what I would say. You're still going to be watching football.
Like, I'm mad.
No, you're not.
You don't think so?
No. It's a fake mad. If you were truly outraged, you would do something about it. You would change your behavior.
All right, I'm going to throw one.
I'm dead serious.
I'll be honest.
I'm not.
I'm telling you where you're going with that, and you just jarred it. So people said that with Kaepernick. I thought what happened to him was wrong. Ask me how many games I stopped watching. None. I kept watching. So I could still differentiate that, okay, that was wrong, what happened to Cap, but still watch.
Right.
And I'm doing that. Now, outrage, that might be that. He shouldn't have been on the field. The Sunday one is worse than that to me.
I mean, yes. Like,
my
you
question
know
to you is,
hey, Goo, I didn't even really think he was hurt.
Somebody's got to take the fall.
Of course I'm not going to say
who
that.
Who takes the fall, Stein?
Well, some anonymous
the NFLPA,
doctor.
Somebody should be fired if you were doing an investigation and hit pause.
The NFLPA is not happy because their player got hurt. See, my feeling is these guys are different. When they know what they're getting into.
Oh, that. I agree with 100%.
They're different. They are warriors. Like, they just are.
So I'm going to ask you a crazy-ass question. Tua playing next Sunday? The answer should be hell no.
Why?
Goo.
He's got 6 days to pass concussion
protocol.
And
he's at home.
Yeah, he's resting comfortably. Great spirits.
I would not let that man suit up for another 2 weeks.
He's in great spirits.
And that might not even do him justice.
The only problem is he thinks he's playing for the Tennessee Titans right now.
See, I'm out on that.
See,
too soon.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I
don't mind irreverence.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me.
It's too soon.
I don't mind mom jokes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't mind.
If I said some, you would be hot.
No, they're just words, Goo.
I
don't mind religious jokes.
That's how I live my life. If I said some mom jokes to
you. God jokes.
Well, something happened in the green room this morning that was on the computer, and you went highway patrol officer.
You guys are idiots.
I was watching
you. Don't want to bring this to the air.
I can see you be a
you don't want to bring this to the air.
You went FBI on my guy.
How is that any difference, Danny?
Right. What is your hypocrite right now?
What are you talking about?
You were right in what you did, but the way you did it,
I mean, the way I did it.
I was like, that's not the Stani I know.
I got up and walked out of the room.
No, you said some choice words.
I've told that particular person, you know what? I'm 58.
Right.
Okay, dude, I can't believe I just said that. I look damn good.
I'm seeing
that. I know. Had my birthday on Monday. Yeah. All right? He's 20, whatever he is.
Right.
He's very immature.
Yeah.
I've told him that to his face. There have been various things that he's done that I have told him.
Right.
Dude, I think that's beyond the pale.
You have to
be careful.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the way you did it,
like you wanted HR on the scene right now. Like you wanted him to pay for that. That's how it felt.
I did not want HR brought in.
I've never seen that part of study.
I said, what are you doing? I'm like, if...
You were right, too.
Of course I was right.
The way you did it, I've never seen Highway Patrol.
I got up. I started walking out. I think I looked over my shoulder.
I looked over my shoulder
and said, dude, guys, if a woman walks by here, like...
That you were spot on. That was great.
That trouble.
Yeah, but the way you did it. And you didn't do anything wrong. It was the way you... I said, Stein could have been a cop. Hey,
you know what?
I've actually thought about that.
I'd like to be a police spokesman. That's what I'd like to be.
And what would you do?
That's the job.
Yeah, but what would you speak about? Going to inner cities or different communities and say what?
Just support the police. Okay, something happened. Something pops off here.
Yeah, gotcha. It's popping off everywhere. Yeah.
Okay, well, they're not going to talk to the cops. They talk to the spokesman, which is me. Yeah. And I say...
I'm trying to see you in that role, envision you in that role.
We had an incident at Battery and Union.
Yeah.
And it involved two San Francisco officers and two assailants. Both assailants drew a gun each. And the officers, in my mind, showed tremendous restraint. And we were able to apprehend these two men, and now they're behind bars. So big hats off to Jimmy and Harry, who...
Wow.
Who?
I feel like I'm watching a movie. I'm mad at you.
Anybody need a spokesman?
Yeah.
Spokesman.
I need a company out there.
Anybody got a company? Oh. Hey, by the way, if you can't tell, the boss, he gone. We'll be back to talk more about stuff the last hour.
I'd be a great cop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.